Manuscript Releases, Volume 8. Numbers 526 to 663. M.R. Number 612. Personal Testimony to a Worker in a Responsible Position. In my dreams, I was at the health retreat, and I was told by my guide to mark everything I heard and to observe everything I saw. I was in a retired place where I could not be seen, but could see all that went on in the room. Persons were settling accounts with you, and I heard them remonstrating with you in regard to the large sum charged for board and room and treatment. I heard you with firm, decided voice refuse to lower the charge. I was astonished to see that the charge was so high. You seemed to be the controlling power. I saw that the impression made by your course on the minds of those who were settling their bills was unfavorable to the institution. I heard some of your brethren pleading with you, telling you that your course was unwise and unjust, but you were as firm as a rock in your adherence to your course. You claimed that in what you were doing, you were working for the good of the institution. But I saw persons go from the retreat anything but satisfied. In the night season, I saw you in the company of the matron of the institution. As far as your attentions to each other were concerned, you might have been man and wife. Your conduct toward each other was wrong in the sight of God, and my heart was grieved by the condition of things. I asked, "Who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? God is displeased. You have grieved his Holy Spirit. Sister H. Blank will never again be what she once was. Both of you are guilty before God." If I had my diary here, written during my last trip to Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, I could read to you some things therein. In a vision of the night, I was passing through the rooms of the institution and saw the very scenes which did take place there in this familiarity, men with women and women with men. My soul was deeply troubled, and I arose and wrote out these things at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was shown at a certain time when the Spirit of the Lord was working upon those connected with the institution, some confessions were made. They seemed to be assembled in a meeting of worship. Elder R. Blank was standing upon his feet, and the Spirit of God was deeply moving upon his heart to confess his way out of darkness into the light. But he only spoke in general terms. He in no wise cleared his soul from the stains of wrong on his part in connection with Senior H. Blank. He trembled for a while under the promptings of the Spirit of God, but refused to humiliate his soul before God in lifting the cross. While in Europe, the things that transpired in the sanitarium were opened before me. A voice said, "Follow me, and I will show you the sins that are practiced by those who stand in responsible positions." I went through the rooms, and I saw you, a watchman upon the walls of Zion, were very intimate with another man's wife, betraying sacred trusts, crucifying your Lord afresh. Did you consider that there was a watcher, the Holy One, who was witnessing your evil work, seeing your actions and hearing your words? And these are also registered in the books of heaven? She was sitting in your lap, you were kissing her, and she was kissing you. Other scenes of fondness, sensual looks, and deportment were presented before me, which sent a thrill of horror through my soul. Your arm encircled her waist, and the fondness expressed was having a bewitching influence. Then a curtain was lifted, and I was shown you in bed with Blank. My guide said, "Iniquity, adultery, you have talked over matters as you viewed them, that the communications from Sister White are not all from the Lord, but a portion is her own mind, her own judgment, which is no better than anybody else's judgment and ideas. This is one of Satan's hooks to hang your doubts upon, to deceive your soul and the souls of others who will dare to draw the line in this matter and say, 'This portion which pleases me is from God, but that portion which points out and condemns my course of conduct is from Sister White alone, and bears not the holy signet. You have in this way virtually rejected the whole of the messages which God, in His tender, pitying love, has sent to you to save you from moral ruin. God presents to you His will and ways, which is in marked contrast, in just that way which your case requires, and you are hereby tested whether you will accept the reproof, fall on the rock and be broken, or will you become vexed over plain statements that come close to your soul, because it is the truth and condemns you, and then you feel at enmity with me. Hebrews 4, verse 12. There is one back of me which is the Lord, who has prompted the message which you now reject and disregard and dishonor. By tempting God, you have unnerved yourself, and confusion and blindness of mind has been the result. A fierce determination has sprung up in your heart in a spirit of defiance to brave it through.
You have a work to do for your soul that no one else can do for you. Your course of error and wrong has been the means of helping others in the same direction. You were never alone. The same hand that traced the characters over against the wall of Belshazzar's palace was registering in the books of heaven the deeds and words that made Christ ashamed of you. You had no respectful courtesy for those whom you should have treated with respect, and to whose wants you should have been attentive. These unholy things unfitted you to do the work of the Lord. But in your holy hands you took your Bible and led the worship. And as mouthpiece for God, you were foremost to preach to the people. Where was your conscience? Where was your humility? Where was your fear of God? Where was your faithful work to keep the health retreat up to the highest standard? We had a private meeting where humble confessions were made by Elder R. Blank and Brother and Sister H. Blank. Released March 17th, 1978.